This is Positive Parenting. Parenting expertise and advice from best-selling parenting author and national newspaper columnist, Mr. Dad, Armin Brott.
Hello and welcome to Positive Parenting. I'm Armin Brott. Every parent of a child with special needs is looking for proven techniques to help foster growth and happiness and hope. The latest research shows that the brain has tremendous potential to heal itself. And in today's show, we're going to have a really interesting discussion with a woman named Anat Baniel. And she is somebody who has worked for more than 30 years with children who've been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, ADD, cerebral palsy, and other developmental disorders. And she has a method that is specifically designed to help children facing these and a lot of other challenges. The results she's been able to accomplish in improving children's brain function and physical function are absolutely spectacular. And in today's show, she's going to be talking with us about how to incorporate those steps, her method, into everyday life and how to harness the brain's amazing capacity to heal itself. By shifting the focus to connecting things rather than fixing them, my guest method helps both children and parents de-stress and focus and grow. Best of all, though, it helps all children maximize their potential no matter what their diagnosis. So if you have a child or you know somebody who's got a child who's got autism, Asperger's, brain damage, ADHD, or maybe even some undiagnosed developmental delays, this is a show that really and truly could change your life. I'm Armin Brott, and we'll jump right into Positive Parenting when we get back.
More with Mr. Dad, Armin Brott, after this, from the MrDad.com radio network.
Attention! Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write this number down and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, a full spa, casino, live entertainment, three kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Come see why we were recently named the best new Bahamas getaway cruise by Porthole Magazine. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this free cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. Just call 877-638-1136. That's 877-638-1136. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free. So call now, 877-638-1136. That's 877-638-1136.
Now, get ready for more Positive Parenting with Armin Brott from the MrDad.com radio network.
Welcome back to Positive Parenting. I'm Armin Brott, and my guest for this part of today's show is Anat Baniel, who is the author of Kids Beyond Limits, Breakthrough Results for Children with Autism, Asperger's, Brain Damage, ADHD, and Undiagnosed Developmental Delays. That certainly covers a lot. Anat, thanks for being with us.
Hi, I'm very happy to be here.
There is a lot of stuff coming out these days about ADD and all sorts of brain issues and autism. Why is so much of it happening now?
Well, I don't know that anyone really has the answer, but I would think that there are at least two factors that play into it. There's a lot more awareness of when children are struggling, so rather than say that the kid is undisciplined or a bad child, we look at the child and say it has some challenges or it would be doing better. And the other thing is that a lot of children that, maybe 100 years ago would have not survived now can survive, through the medical advances, and sometimes that leaves them with some extra challenges.
Now, do you think that there's going to be kind of two schools of thought on this? There's some people who think that there is an increasing number of cases that are actually coming up. Or is it just that people weren't diagnosing it, but it was always there?
There's no real way to know because nobody kept data then. But yeah, my sense of it, since I've been around this so long, there's definitely an increase in the number of children that are having issues with their ability to focus, to learn, and to actually to be well. And it goes all the way from just a child is like agitated, anxiety, things like that, to obvious autism.
Because I was thinking about this as I was looking at your book and so many of the other books, is that I wonder where these people were when I was growing up. I mean, I probably would have been considered an ADT kid. I was bouncing off the walls and not paying attention to anything, but somehow managed to make it through school. But there were not, I don't remember any autistic kids. And I'm guessing they probably would have been institutionalized or would have been in special schools or something. But I mean, my daughter's school, the older two, who are 22 and 18, they had some kids who had mild autism or Asperger's, and they were right in the class with them. They had a shadow teacher, but they were right there. And that's a big difference between now and 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. There's an enormous, I think for me the big shift is the awareness and the sense that the fact that the child has certain challenges, and not just autism, it can be stroke, it can be cerebral palsy, genetic disorders. People used to look at a child that was limited and think that that's all they're ever going to be. Mm-hmm. So the initial limitation defined their future. And what's so different today is that we know that under certain conditions and input into these kids, they can really do a lot better, and some of them can do really, really well. So there's an investment in those children, just as there is a lot of investment in healthy children.
I just started watching this show, which I think is going to be really, really interesting, called Touch. It's Kiefer Sutherland, who probably everybody will remember as Jack Bauer from, in the show 24.
I actually watched it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I think it's really interesting that it really says that there's some inner workings going on, that these kids who are not saying anything and don't seem to be paying attention really are. Of course, it's a little bit of a fantasy, I know that autistic kids have a greater tendency towards organized thinking and issues with math. I mean, good issues with math. What do you think about that, I guess, as far as possibly showing people the different side of a child that we might have a few years ago considered can be debilitatingly disabled?
Well, you know, I think that the very important thing is that these children have feelings, they have sensations, they're human beings, and they're really... is someone there, even if it's not in a way we know to connect. What I was a little concerned watching the first show is that there is that idealizing or fantasizing that the child has a complete, internally self-organized reality. It's just different than ours. And
you can see the past, the present, and the future, and it's all tied together.
Yeah, and he's completely coherent, and he actually has extra powers over our powers, which, you know, they might have in certain ways. But my experience with children that are on the autism spectrum is that actually they suffer. And they very often they're challenged in organizing their experience, and the brain is challenged in making sense out of the, you know, stimulation that comes in and so on. And it doesn't mean that they don't have intelligence. I think they're very intelligent. It's just that they're in a sense in trouble. So I wouldn't romanticize autism.
No.
I really wouldn't go that far.
Well, no, I don't think you should, but I think it's just interesting, and maybe that will help the public's perception a little bit. But how do you know that they're suffering? And I mean, it just seems if they can't communicate in the same way that we are used to being communicated with, and unless there's somebody along the lines of Temple Grandin, who is a brilliantly articulate person and can talk about exactly what's going on with her, most people are not. I mean, most people who don't have autism are not as articulate as she is. But how do you get that? I mean, how do you figure out what's going on in their heads?
Well, I can't say that I know what is going on in their heads, but in my work, I communicate with a child and I communicate with a brain, and one of my main tools of communication is movement. Not movement like exercise, but movement like the language of the brain, because movement really drives the development of the brain and the growth and the organization of the brain from before birth on, and certainly after birth. So when a lot of these kids, for instance, people don't look at it, but their posture is not very good, their coordination is not very good, some of them fall a lot, you know, trip a lot, they drool. They have very difficult times very often with foods. So it's a whole nervous system that is in a way not doing the fundamental function that all nervous system, it's doing it, but not as well as it needs to. And I will say it very, very briefly. The brain is an information system. It's not a mechanical system like the muscles and the bones.
Okay.
And the source of information for the brain is perception of differences. So it's in our kinesthetic, you know, body movement, mm-hmm. visual, auditory, whichever way. So stimulation is just noise. It comes into our sense, into us, and we feel it. But the brain has to perceive differences between one thing and another, and gradually that's the information with which it organizes action. I find with children, if we're talking right now about the autism spectrum, they really have a hard time with that. And one of the things that is known is that, like, they can't handle louder sounds or bigger mm-hmm. crowds and so on. They get overwhelmed. What I found is that when I work with them, when I use the nine essentials, very, very quickly they begin doing a lot better. Their movement gets much better organized. They seem like they wake up, and many of them start getting language if they didn't have language. If it depends on the age, but that happens very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, they get happier. The parents say, my kid is a lot happier. They sleep better. That's one of the first comments I hear. So I know they were less happy before.
Talk a little bit about the variety of issues, and I don't want to call them disabilities necessarily, but that you're dealing with.
Well, I see a very wide variety, which is, you know, as I mentioned, cerebral palsy, genetic disorders can be Fragile X, that sometimes is also autism, or can be chromosomal, you know, issues, definitely on the autism spectrum. Stroke can be in utero or later on, and structural deformities. There's certain issues sometimes at birth, and torticollis and brachial plexus injury, which is a birth injury. And the reason I can work with so many different conditions is that I don't work with the conditions. I work with the brain and its ability to organize the body, the thinking, the feeling, and emotions. And the way the brain does that doesn't change whether the child has autism, stroke, or cerebral palsy.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Anat Baniel, who is the author of Kids Beyond Limits, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the specifics of the program that she has and how that works. I'm Armin Brott. You're listening to Positive Parenting.
More with Mr. Dad, Armin Brott, after this. From the MrDad.com radio network.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-742-9149. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-742-9149. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-742-9149. That's 1-800-742-9149.
Is your cable bill going up and up and up? Cut the cable and get Dish Network, installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free, plus HD for life, free, and your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. LMG Satellite, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 888-367-7101. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money. And you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 888-367-7101. That's 888-367-7101. Again, 888-367-7101.
Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now, get ready for more positive parenting with Armin Brott from the MrDad.com radio network.
Welcome back to Positive Parenting. I'm Armin Brott. And if you're just joining us, I've been speaking with Anat Baniel, who is the author of Kids Beyond Limits, Breakthrough Results for Children with Autism, Asperger's, Brain Damage, ADHD, and Undiagnosed Developmental Delays. Anat, thanks for sticking around with us for a little while longer. We were talking before about kind of the variety of people that you're working with, but I want to jump ahead a little bit to what it is that you're doing. And you started talking about movement and how that goes, but there are 9 different essential things that you're doing with these kids. And I think it's fascinating that you said you're not treating the condition, you're treating...
I'm actually communicating with a child with a brain, and I'm driving the brain to do its job better. So the job of the brain is through perception of differences, which is the source of information. So first of all, it needs to be able to perceive differences, and that's extremely important. It gets a flood of information, and it organizes actions, you know, sequentially, as it builds one thing on top of the other, so to speak. And the first essential is movement with attention. So movement is extremely important. Without movement, you know, I love quoting Einstein, nothing happens until something moves. But movement alone, automatic movement or passive movement that the child is not interested in or is done to the child, or the child might be feeling some discomfort and trying to avoid, does not create new connections in any significant way in the brain. What it does is it drives deeper the existing patterns. And research shows, there's lots of wonderful research that shows that the moment you add attention to the movement, and attention is to the self, it's to your own feelings and sensations as you move, the brain starts forming connections at a very, at a staggering rate. It's estimated 1.8 million per second. It's about 100 million a minute. No, yeah, 100 million a minute, a billion every 10 minutes.
Can't even count that high yet.
You can't count that high?
I mean, it's hard to even think of things in those terms. It's just so enormous. It's
It is, but that's why the changes are also almost instantaneous. So I'm not saying that I get a child with a problem and in 10 minutes all the problems or all the delays are gone.
Right.
But within a minute, within 5 minutes, within 10 minutes, there are clear, obvious shifts, transformations that you can observe in the child.
Now, are these things that people can do at home?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Talk about that. I'm just thinking, there's a guy that I take an exercise class with, the circuit training thing, and he's sometimes gone for a couple of weeks, and I'm talking to him, and he has a child with cerebral palsy who's, I think, about 16 or 17. I actually bumped into them on the street, and he's in a wheelchair, and it really doesn't look like he's, that much is going on there in his head. I mean, he's got the head tilted over to the side.
He usually gets scoliosis and things like that.
You know, so I he didn't say anything when I introduced myself, in which I wasn't expecting. But, you know, I'm thinking I'll give him your book. But can he do something at home?
Absolutely.
To help? What would he do to begin
Absolutely.
The process?
Absolutely. And the thing is, the trick here, everything I'm going to say about the essentials, you're going to do with your child, but you're actually going to do with yourself first, because otherwise you won't know how to do it with your child. So let's just take the first one, which is movement with attention. Your child moves, or you move your child. From what you describe about your friend, it sounds like that this kid did not have a lot of opportunity to develop that far. But he moves him. He puts him in or out of the wheelchair. He dresses him.
Right.
Or if the kid is able to do certain movements, you move the child in such a way that you actually feel what it feels like as you move them. Amazingly enough, so if I were to take your arm and start moving it towards me, and I was really listening, so to speak, feeling, what does your arm feel like? How much does it weigh? In a nanosecond, you would be starting to pay attention to your own arm and to how it feels. I've done that by now probably millions of times because I work all the time for 30 years. It has never failed. I've done it even with dogs and horses sometimes. We are built to feel ourselves, and that's what really drives the brain to grow. So any movement your child does, if they move themselves, I'll say in a minute another essential that helps in doing it, but you can guide your child. You can touch them and say, oh, your shoulder is moving. I wonder if your foot is moving at the same time. Let's see here. Let's see there. You can do it with words. You can, and you just move their attention to themselves. And the brain is so built to do that that I've done it with kids with ADD, ADHD. They respond. They respond very, very well.
So if you have a child with ADD, because what we're talking about with cerebral palsy is probably a little bit more extreme as far as having to move somebody. But kids with ADD or with learning disabilities, dyslexia, something like that, they don't have any body movement problems.
They do.
They do. Okay. Well, there he goes. All right. What are they?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, depends what you look at. So they stand, they walk, they pick up things, they drop things. So they do. So if you label the action, they're doing it. But if you look at how they do it, what I've discovered with the first ADD kid I ever worked with many years ago is that when they moved, there was very little differentiation in the movement. That means the back moved like one unit, the legs. A lot of times you see those kids and it's autism, they look like they move a bit robotic.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they figured out how to stand, how to walk. But the brain itself is not differentiated and not refined to the degree that other kids would be. You start having them move, and you have them start paying attention to what they do, and then I'm going to hopefully be able to put in another couple at least essentials, the brain just goes on a party. I mean, it does really well.
Okay, so we talked about movement, and there are nine. We're not going to get through all nine of them, but what are a couple of the other important ones that we need to be looking at, especially, kind of keeping it focused on what people who are listening might be able to do in their own lives?
Absolutely. So let me go really quick. Another one is slow. Slowing down yourself, slowing down the child. Fast, we can only do what we already know. The brain is actually structured in such a way that when we go fast, it goes to the existing deeply ingrained patterns, including patterns of limitation, the patterns we don't want. So anybody who've ever tried to get rid of a bad habit can know how hard it can be, right? Mm-hmm. Slow gets the brain's attention and gives the person or the child an opportunity to feel, again, to feel what's going on. And that's sort of very, very important because once they feel, they start perceiving differences. The brain starts getting new information. I have gotten kids sometimes to be able to start reading or doing things just by slowing them way down. And one of the mistakes that in education in general is done today, that people think they speed things up. They get kids to do their math problems in second grade, they're under a clock. You know, they time them. And fast, you will be able to do anything fast once you master it. But before you master it, you want to go really, really slow.
Yeah. I remember that from playing the violin, which I still do, but very complicated passages. The teachers were saying you just really, really slow. And it's completely counterintuitive. You think if you're going to play this fast, you got to practice it fast. But it actually works to get it into your head, and then you can speed it up gradually.
And that is also in terms of how the actual neurons work and how the myelinization process goes and how the brain structures itself. Slow is essential for getting something different and new. The other thing that is very important is reducing the force. Because when we put a lot of intensity or force into what we do or what the child does or what we do with a child, we desensitize the system. Cannot perceive differences, cannot learn. It's so straightforward and, again, very, very counterintuitive that people, you know, feel, oh, if you can't do it, I'm going to yell it in your ear. You know, it's like somebody giving you bad instructions how to get somewhere and you don't understand, they start yelling. You don't understand any better, right? So we want to emotionally reduce the force, physically reduce the force, intellectually lighten it up. And again, kids that look like they are never going to make it start having amazing breakthroughs. And I, you know, I do this for a long time and we're, you know, on social media. We get amazing stories from parents we've never met, because they read the book, not this book, the other book, or seen my videos, and they just try it out or do the DVDs, and it works. And the fourth one that I want to throw in, because they work together really, really well, and that is variation. Most people, when they want to teach somebody to do something, they teach them to do that thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to do variations, mistakes, play around it, and then the brain can learn.
Anat Baniel, who's the author of Kids Beyond Limits, Breakthrough Results for Children with Autism, Asperger's, Brain Damage, ADHD, and Undiagnosed Developmental Delays. Yes. Thank you very much for joining us. Great to have you.
Thank you. I really had a wonderful time.
Attention! Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write this number down and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, a full spa, casino, live entertainment, three kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Come see why we were recently named the best new Bahamas getaway cruise by Porthole Magazine. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this free cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. Just call 877-638-1136. That's 877-638-1136. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free. So call now, 877-638-1136. That's 877-638-1136.
Welcome back to Positive Parenting. I'm Armin Brott. You know, sometimes you get those emails that just cut right to the chase, and this is one of them. Dear Mr. Dad, how do I teach my child about money? Well, when my oldest, who's now 22, was about a year old, I remember taking her to an FAO Schwartz store in New York, thinking that, you know, she'd have a ball with all the toys and stuffies and all that stuff. But no matter what I pulled off the shelf, she was always much more interested in the price tags than the toy itself. Fast forward 12 or 13 years later, she was still obsessed with price tags, saving up her clothing allowance to buy $150 a pair of jeans. Of course, I get mine at Costco for 12 bucks a pair, and they fit just fine, thank you very much. In all the years in between, I cannot count the number of times when I'd say something to her like, "No, bunny, I don't want to buy that right now." And she would always come back with, "Daddy, can't you just get money from one of those machines?" Sometimes it would be funny, a tiny glimpse into the innocence of childhood. Other times it would be a bit frightening, like how on earth could I possibly explain what money is and where it comes from? Over time, I've tried to teach all three of my kids about money, interest, taxes, savings, and charity, but according to a new study by T. Rowe Price, my family is in the minority. According to the survey, which is out just in time for April's Financial Literacy Month, 77% of parents say that they aren't always honest with their kids about money-related items, and 15% say they lie to their kids about money at least weekly. 43% of parents don't admit to their children how worried they are about money. 1 in 3 plead poverty, telling their kids they can't afford something when they actually can. And 25% of parents fudge when they talk about the family's financial situation. You've probably heard studies that talk about how the majority of people fear speaking in public more than death. Well, it's pretty much the same with talking about money. Parents would rather talk to the kids about drugs, smoking, or anything else. Overall, they'd say financial discussions are right up there with talking about sex and puberty. The study also found that while 80% of parents say they're equipped to talk about financial goals and savings and spending responsibly, they don't follow through. Only half teach their children about setting goals for savings. Only 46% are teaching their kids about spendings and saving trade-offs. And very few are teaching about inflation, like only 19%. Only 16% are talking about investing, and diversification is talked about only by 11%. Scarier still, the percentages of parents who actually do these things, not just talk about them, but do them on their own, is just about the same. Oh, and we're a horribly pessimistic lot, apparently. More parents think that it's likely that a cure for cancer will be developed or that life exists on another planet than think that Social Security in its current form will be available by the time either they or their children retire. That's what the survey said. Geez, where can I get one of those machines? Bottom line, if you don't know enough about money and finance, learn something. There are tons of good books out there, and once you have a good grasp on the issue, start teaching your kids right away. If you don't, you might end up having a conversation like one that one of the dads in the surveys did. He said, "My six-year-old the other day told me, 'Dad, I want a credit card.' And I said, 'Well, why do you want a credit card?' And she said, Because if you have a credit card, you can walk into a store and buy anything you want. If you want to find out more about this study, just go ahead and Google 4th Annual Parents, Kids, and Money Survey for the full story.
Thanks for listening to Positive Parenting. You can get more information on today's show and what we're working on in the weeks ahead at MrDad.com. While you're there, visit the MrDad.com gift shop with everything you need to help you become the dad or mom you want to be. Positive Parenting is a production of the MrDad.com radio network. Now, go be a great parent.